Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we are in the year 2022. It's April 29th, Friday edition. Start your engines.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Control and empower the future of humanity is now before us. Will you control your destiny? Or will monsters like Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and Barack Obama and their controllers succeed in enslaving our magnificent species? Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition. How about I just read you a few headlines here? We are on the precipice of a global food crisis. Goya Foods CEO warns they can't even get beans. Cell phone radiation causing sharp rise in Alzheimer's. Major study. World Economic Forum guru, literal guru, one of the most famous in the world, says we must depopulate the earth. We need less souls. The Christians want more. We want less. What a satanic statement. Biden has launched a new Ministry of Truth, headed up by one of the main Russia hoaxers. Talk about Orwellian, major backlash to that in Congress. And of course, this massive news. Be warned, the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty will destroy all remaining freedoms and unleash a global medical dictatorship, which has been their plan for at least 50 years. That's why I found a clip from 2011, and it's actually still posted to PrisonPlanet.tv, video archive, September 14th, 2021, PrisonPlanet.tv was subscription, but I made it free because the information was so important, and back in 2016, we had plenty of money, and so I didn't need to have subscriptions anymore. Remember those days when I hardly even had to plug the products because we weren't being censored, but you have helped dig us out of the hole we're in, and now our work is more important than ever. But the clip of where I lay out their plan for their medical dictatorship and Bill Gates and all of it, and that clip from 2002 that go together with it, we're going to be playing that for you today. But I ask Rob Dew to go ahead and add clips of what I'm saying into it so you even get to see Bill Gates say what I'm quoting him as. You'll notice I quote him exactly as he made the statements about his wish to kill you and your family. That's the incredible thing is, this is some of the news, is that there are articles every day about me, so many hundreds of them, I can't even track them all, but I'll scan over them. And one of the big talking points out there is that I am telling people that there's a plan to kill the public, and that I'm trying to make people be violent in response to that made-up story. Even though they're all over the news saying they want to depopulate us, even though everything they've deployed, these poison shots, the cell phone radiation, the 5G causes massive brain damage and cancer, it's all over the place. And then they're in the Wall Street Journal, they're in the New York Times, they're in Bloomberg saying we want dictatorship, we want the end of humans. I mean, these are quotes, you can type this in. And then I'm like, man, that really sounds horrible. Ministry of Truths, sexualization of children, so they never form a family. Devaluing currencies, imploding borders. And then they sit there and they go, he's a madman, he's a dangerous man, he's lying about us and says we want to depopulate you. And then I've got Harari, the spokesman of the World Economic Forum, their futurist, that they laud and worship when he goes up on the stage, saying, your free will's gone. We're going to be gods, and his new quote is, we need global government to enforce forced inoculations. I have the clip. I mean, it's just, what a paradox. It's like, well, don't listen to him. He questioned a mass shooting. Of course I did, and we should. It's our right to do it. Most of the time, the stuff's staged. So it's just an incredible time to be alive. We're fighting for our lives, all of us together. We're going to stay with us.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to this live Friday, April 29th, worldwide transmission in defense of human liberty and our people's future. Our will is strong. We identify the globalists and their plans, they will be defeated. Now, they are engaged in some incredible gaslighting. New World Order chieftains are all over the news announcing world government, total surveillance, forced injection, mass medical imprisonment, depopulation plans, ministries of truth, sexualization of five-year-olds to break up the family and not form lasting relationships. I mean, it's all mainstream news, them telling you it's a wonderful, fantastic idea. And then I say, it's a terrible idea. And they say, that man must be silenced. We're not saying that. We're not in all the major newspapers saying dictatorship is good. We're not devaluing the currency. We're not imploding the border. But they are, and we know they are. And that's why they've got a big problem, because myself and G. Edward Griffin and Ron Paul and so many others before us were exposing it, and you were exposing it. And you know who you are out there. Some of you are 70, 80, 90 years old and calling the show 25 years. You've been fighting in the trenches forever. And the only reason we got a shot to beat these people is that God inspired you to find the truth. And I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, for my family and my children, that I salute you. We are unbreakable when we stand with God and ask God to fill ourselves with His Spirit. And I pray for God to pour out His Spirit of strength and focus and clarity and discernment and honor and creativity and life. And we praise God, eternal Father of the universe, and thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the consciousness you've given us. Thank you for the will. Thank you for everything you've done. This news is over the top. I mean, I am surprised at how open they are. Pedophilia is good, they say. World government's good. Destroying everyone's good. Depopulating is good. Alzheimer's is good. Cell phone radiation is good. GMO is good. The deadly shots are good. We are being murdered. And if we lay down to this, we deserve what we get. But I, on the record, am saying to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, the New World Order, that you are not superior to me. I and my listeners and people who love God are superior to you. And just because we're superior, we're not going to take your free will, and we're not going to put you in a camp, and we're not going to kill you. And we are not going to let you do the same thing to us. Is that understood, little man? You will pay pay for what you've done. And I pray that God send angels to visit vengeance upon you. But none of us will harm a hair on your filthy, murderous heads. But God will crush you. Crush you! You will be destroyed, not us. Our will breaks you! God breaks Bill Gates! Yeah! 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 You understand that? You will be visited by the Spirit of God. You will be visited by the angel. The same angel that visited Pharaoh. You are not the angel of death. God sends the angel of death. And he sends the angel of death with wrath. You will never suppress us. You will never stop us. You will never take our birthright. Now that I've said that to Satan and his minions, let us move to the news. Let us start with clip 20. We are on the precipice of a global food crisis. Boyle Foods CEO warns.
Inflation hitting a new 40-year high in the month of March. Americans especially getting hit hard at the grocery store. The price of items like dried beans, canned vegetables, flour, all up better than 10% from the same time just 1 year ago. Joining me right now is the president and CEO of Goya Foods, Bob Unanue. Bob, it's good to see you. Thanks very much for being here. Assess the situation. How do you see inflation today?
Good to see you, Maria. We are on the precipice of a global food crisis. God created humanity. Humanity has created every way to destroy itself, from nuclear, biological, chemical. But now we've waged a war. We've weaponized food. In the Ukraine, between the Ukraine and Russia, they represent 50% of the world's production of fertilizer. 30% wheat, 20% corn, 2.5 million acres of sunflowers, other food and minerals. They also have sand for fracking, sand for glass. And, you know, they have, what Russia's doing with their land bridge, they're also cutting off the Ukraine to the sea. They've taken Mariupol pretty much. Odessa is left. If they cut off Odessa, then they basically landlock the Ukraine and they can't.
And that's just one part of the global food shutdown. The main cause is the lockdowns the IMF and World Bank ordered in Africa, Latin America, and other major food developing sectors. Now, let's go to this next clip. I'm going to tie it all into the depopulation. I've got those clips at the World Economic Forum and the World Government announcements they just made again that are stunning with their world government medical tyranny. But here's Governor DeSantis calling it what it is and saying he's not going to go along with the Biden administration's Homeland Security, Thought Police, Ministry of Truth. Here's the governor.
But clearly, our entire principles that the country was founded on, you cannot have a ministry of truth in this country. And so let's get real here. Let's make sure that we're doing things to benefit Floridians and Americans. But we're not going to let Biden get away with this one. So we'll be fighting back.
We will be fighting back. Now governors are fighting you. Now legislatures are awake. Now churches are awake. I told you that my mother went to one of the biggest churches in Austin for Easter that her friends invited her to. There were so many people. They had thousands in the parking lot watching it on jumbotrons. And the preacher, she said, sounded just like me about the New World Order and the coming food collapse and the takeover and the mark of the beast. Yes! 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 We're not going to take this lion down while Bill Gates and Harari and Schwab talk about how they're going to kill us and how they're going to use a world government to do it, and how we are non-essential. I am not going to lay down to somebody telling me I got to roll over and die in a ditch. But I'm smart enough to know they got 1,000 evil people behind each one of them that'll just take over, probably worse than them. So we don't play their game of violence. We play the game of exposing them and not supporting them and praying against them. Praying against Harari. Praying against Schwab, praying against Obama, praying against the Rothschild leadership and the Rockefeller combine, praying against the CIA director who is the Carnegie head carrying all this out, praying that they wake up before it's too late, praying they still have some shred of humanity in them, praying they come back to God. But for those that don't, it's not our job, because they have sent the angel of death, their manufactured counterfeit of the angel of death, and God will strike back against them. And God will do it in God's perfect way. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. But we don't be violent, even though they've attacked us with a bioweapon. We expose them. Stay with us.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
That they will be God and that soon we will all die. But our free will is nothing and that they will conquer us. Not so easy, rat man. Here's a clip of him yesterday announcing that they need world government to carry out world tyranny while governments around the world sign on to a treaty to have the UN run their medical response to pandemics. When it's the UN itself that cooked up the weapon with Bill Gates, released it, then brought in the vaccine. It's not a vaccine that continues on with the weapon. Talk about sick. Talk about twisted. That's who these people are. Here he is in his latest disgusting declaration.
It was a huge disappointment to see the lack of global leadership and the lack of global cooperation over the last 2 years. In the beginning, it was like watching a disaster in slow motion.
Oh, you hate it.
That as the virus began to spread around the world, and it was still in the initial stages, decisive action could have stopped it. And there was like, there are no adults in the room. Like, everybody is just watching it, and nobody is taking a leadership of, okay, let's have an international front to together help the countries most in need and stop this before it spreads everywhere and before we have this problem that we are now facing with the mutations and the new variants. And there was no global leadership. And what was really disappointing about it is that the virus is a much more obvious and immediate threat than other global problems like climate change. And it should have been relatively easy to unite humanity in the face of such a threat, and it just didn't happen. This is really... what's the answer? I don't know. This is where we need to rely on politicians to do their job, because the scientists did their job in a wonderful way understand the virus.
Back up for a second.
And the scientists did their job in a wonderful way.
Yeah, cooking it up, man-made, CRISPR editors, 100% man-made. We have the documents, how they made it, how they released it, how they tried to get the Pentagon to be involved. And then they censor everybody, then they block therapeutic treatments, then they give you a deadly gene therapy shot that eats your liver and your heart and your lungs and your brain. I mean, it's just disgusting to listen to these people and all their little double meanings and what they're talking about. Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, that little evil garden gnome, Fauci, all need to be in the Supermax prison in Colorado. But instead, because the public is ignorant and illiterate about science and history, thanks to their brainwashing, they're hearing this crap and thinking, as if you could stop a man-made virus like that once it got spread in China. As if you could do that. The only way you could do that would be to kill everybody. They weaponize a coronavirus with five other viruses with an HIV delivery system. They release it on us. And then the very people involved quarterbacking the whole deal sit up there and tell you they need a global multi-trillion dollar a year fund to run our lives and have us have little passports and weather reports about the viruses and all live in fear and wear these damn masks when they're the ones power grabbing and they're the ones that did it and they're the ones announcing world government. It's ridiculous. We have them doing it. We have the motive. We have them executing it. That's how people sit there and they go, how did Alex Jones 26 months ago? It's all over Twitter and all over Instagram. without me even looking. People sent me, how did Jones know they'd have weather reports for viruses? How'd he know they'd want us to take 4 or 5 shots a year? How did Jones know they'd have more lockdowns? How did Jones know it'd last more than 15 days? How did Jones know they'd make everybody wear masks and shut down all the sports? Because I read the damn documents, like Operation Lockstep, 2011, like Crimson Contagion, like SPARS, 2025, 2028. I mean, it's so frustrating. It's like people are blind, and these little gremlins are running around. They have eyes, but they are evil. And if we would just open our eyes up, we'd see these damn people what they are. Crazy, psychotic, lunatic control freaks projecting their own hatred of themselves onto us. Go back to the maggot.
And what's the answer? I don't know. This is where we need to rely on politicians to do their job.
The
scientists did their job in a wonderful way.
Oh, yes.
To understand the virus, to develop treatments, to develop vaccines. How to implement, how to use these tools. This is the job of the politicians, and it wasn't done really. And ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race. You know, lots of people, you mentioned populist leaders, they are very much in favor now of building walls and building fences on the borders. We need a wall on the border, but not between countries. We need a wall on the border between humanity and the viruses.
And everything he says is a lie. All over the world, the globalists have gotten rid of borders and do no viral checks at the borders. And they're getting rid of Title 42 that does that. And then he sits there and says, we need to control the borders and make sure it's not happening. And it's the whole New World Order, the whole Davos group, that they're putting out those policies. Here's another World Economic Forum darling, always on stage with Klaus Schwab. WEF guru, Infowars.com, admits they want more souls. I want less on the planet. Who is he talking about? The Christians. During the World Economic Forum's WEF Indian Economic Summit, forum speaker Sadhguru, a yogi author, laughed out loud after admitting he wants more people to die. The visionary has been a primary speaker at the UN World Headquarters and UN Convention to Combat Desertification, which you need carbon dioxide to combat that, makes the desert turn green, and is a regular speaker at the WEF India Economic Summit and TED conferences. And again, the truth is, carbon dioxide was much higher in our atmosphere previously, and now it's very, very low, a trace gas, and when you boost it up even hundreds of times, it makes more oxygen through the carbon cycle of plants and more life. And they know that the real reason that the Sahara is expanding was low carbon dioxide. Look up the studies. Sahara expanding because of lower carbon dioxide in the last 1 million years. Look, just type that in. Type in higher carbon dioxide greens the desert. But then they're like, oh, we need to stop the desert. Oh, we need to get rid of carbon dioxide. Thank God it's all held to the planet. Like it was put there for us as our fuel by our daddy. All this was set up, the planet, perfectly set by the sun, the moon, the exact location where it needs to be for this perfect climate. I mean, we were given the launch pad. And these gremlins are like, anything that's good to get us off the planet, go next level, they are dynamiting and attacking and destroying. Because their transmission, their job from this thing, is kill them, destroy them, annihilate them, shut it down, sabotage it, confuse them. And it just transmits that over and over. I will give you power if you shut them down. Kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them. That's transmit. Kill, 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 kill the humans, kill the humans, kill the humans. What is it? Satan. An alien. It's all right there in the Bible. And these people are dialed into it, and they are under its control, and we need to defeat them. We can wake up and rally against them. We can do it together. So I'm going to play the clip of him talking about killing everybody. Oh, they're like, oh, liberal, oh, kill everyone. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll play the clip when we come back.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is
bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Bring her up, Dad! Bring
death is here. I choose life. So, you got this smart mouth guru walking around putting on his act like he's all high and mighty. Up there laughing about how they want to depopulate us at the World Economic Forum. Let's hear from this piece of garbage.
So in the session we just attended here at the Economic Forum, I think there was a sense of relief, actually, in your frankness. You brought up some issues that others are reluctant to bring up.
That's my trouble.
Always.
All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
Then blow your head off, then. I'm not going to do it. Nothing violent against you. Just shove a shotgun in your mouth and blow your brains out, buddy. Pour gasoline on yourself. Feed yourself into a wood chipper. Jump off a 50-story building. Just get out of my way. You want to kill people, big man? You like running your frickin' mouth talking about it? I say God's going to step on you like a cockroach when you turn the lights on at midnight. You want death, brother? You're going to get it. You like death? You're going to get it. You understand that, you little piece of filth? God is going to wrap his hands around your neck until your eyes pop out of your skull, murderer. You and that little tart you're interviewing, you guys sitting there giggling, oh, you got the courage to talk about killing people. Man, aren't you great? All those starving children under 2 years of lockdowns, 25 million of them. Man, aren't you a champion? But you don't have the nerve to go in there and kill them with a hatchet. No, no, you're just going to starve to death and sit around your private jets and run around and laugh while they die. God hates. And God is going to stomp you into the ground, you thug, you thuggy, you little slime bag. I know who you are. God's going to cut you down. Not us. We're peaceful. We love everybody. We just sit back and let Daddy take care of it. But we're going to do the groundwork. And then when God's ready, it won't be us that go into the furnace. It'll be you. Because you asked for it. You are conjuring us. You are rising the resistance, which we are. We will not be stopped. You will die. Not us. You fraud. You succubus. You liar, you Luciferian filth. Bringer of death. Bringer of death. You want death? Bringer of death to you. You did it. You asked for it. And God's going to just let that door slide open and hear everything you asked for, everything you wanted to happen to us, will happen to you. And all your rituals you conduct to try to divert all of that karmic energy will not be deflected. It will bounce back 1,000 times stronger and will incinerate you. Because you are the threat. You have announced you want to kill everybody because deep down you know it's you that needs to die. You want us to die? I got a better idea. How about we all pray for justice? How about we ask God to punish these people? And if we get hurt in the process, well, that's just collateral damage, isn't it? Look at that fraud. Look at that fake acting like he's deep, acting like he's great, hanging out with the scum of the earth, pushing Bill Gates' poison vaccine agenda on India to kill those great people. That thug. That's what he is a thug. a thug, look that word up, a thuggy, creeping around, acting all powerful, acting all tough, I guarantee you, you put him on the rack, he'll beg for his mama in 5 seconds. Bring her to death. God is the bringer of death, not you, Lucifer. You little twit. Your little cool John Lennon outfit. But John Lennon was against the depopulation. John Lennon woke up to the Satanist and was singing songs about it because he'd been part of it. And that's why they killed him dead in a hammer. But he lives on. He's real. You're not. You're a sack of garbage. All right, get that maggot off the screen. Thank you. We have a lot of news to cover. I got a little piece of good news for you. All over France, farmers are coming in and dumping thousands and hundreds, I mean, tens of thousands of times. I mean, you know, thousands of tractors and trucks are dumping thousands of pounds of manure apiece. And no one is buying that Macron won by 15 points or whatever. You believe in that? You believe in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy? And so the farmers are saying, you clean it up, government. You go ahead and just enjoy yourself. Because we're done. And the rank-and-file police are done as well. And you've got just a few little cowardly globalists hiding back, taking their orders from Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, as in front of every globalist institution, people dump garbage and feces everywhere as a message of who you are and what we think about you. And we salute the French people. You know, America has an Anglophile prejudice against the French. And I'm myself, if I was anything, I'm Welsh-German type. I got a little bit of Alsatian in me, a tiny bit of French. But the point is that the French have been amazing people for thousands of years. And they've been amazing in war. They've done everything else. And they've got their problems. But this whole thing of hating them and making fun of them is stupid. And it needs to stop. Just like when we talk about the communist Chinese and what they're under, it's not the Chinese people. The French are good people. And they're strong. And they're under a lot of evil, and we should pray for them. Once they were under Hitler and then the rest of it, they never really got out from under it. And we're going under tyranny as well. So we can't point at them under slavery and then laugh at them when we're going under the same thing. We're all brothers and sisters together, whether you're an African.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
The heart of the resistance, the tip of the spear. I want to let you know that the great, amazing Savannah Hernandez has done so much great work, and they're going to give me the talking points and videos. We're going to play with her because she's amazing. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. She'll be in studio with us today. And then Roger Stone's on. You know, we heard that Roger Stone was back on Twitter and got thousands of followers in just an hour, and then he was deleted in the Huffington Post. Guys, forget to print that. Print all that for me. Celebrated. Oh, look, Elon's not in control, or Roger's censored, and it was a fan account. But I want to get his take on Elon Musk and all the rest of it. He'll be with us and take calls. He'll talk to Roger Stone. What an interesting little devil he is. He's a good guy. He'll be on with us in the third hour today. I had a Jay Dyer who's really a smart cookie. You want documents? He's got them. I mean, I can sit there and read them to you, too, but he does a good job of it. Excellent job of it. So you can hear all about how they're going to murder you and kill you and take everything you got first before they do it in the fourth hour today. I mean, that's what's so frustrating is this is just out in the open, a horrible thing that's happening. So people ask me, how do you take it? Being attacked in thousands of publications a week and on hundreds of TV shows a week and just all over the world, they tell the public, this is the devil. And the answer is, I expected this, and I thought this would come, and I knew this would come, because I knew I was right, and I knew they would launch this operation, and I expected to get killed or put in prison before this. And so everything going forward is just gravy. I mean, I can't sign on to pedophilia and devil worship and depopulation. Sorry. I've said this before. I'll say it again. If we had a boss hog running things that just wanted to be in charge but wanted prosperity and fun, I would say, hey, we shouldn't have boss hog. And I would fight boss hog, but I wouldn't risk my life. No. I would take a job from boss hog, and I'd do things in and around boss hog, and I'd do what I could to stop boss hog. But I wouldn't risk my life to fight boss hog. Because boss hog loves his grandchildren. Boss hog don't want to see everybody poor. He just wants to be in charge. All right, I can understand that. And, you know, Vladimir Putin's boss hog, folks. So you got boss hog over here. He's the old-fashioned thing. The thing we fought. King George III was boss hog. Not that bad, but, you know, we were a lot better. And I'd fight boss hogs. And I'd resist fight. I mean, I'd do whatever I could to stop them. But I'm not going to go 100% crazy-eyed into a fight against boss hog, because I'm a little bit of boss hog, and we all are. But you get me devil-worshipping pedophiles that want to kill everybody and turn us all into cyborgs, baby, you got me laser-beam-eyed crazy to fight your ass. In fact, I'm not afraid. It's the opposite. Every damn cell in my body, when they're trying to kill our species and mutate our species and turn us against each other and bring us down, it's the opposite of fear. It's every damn cell punching me in the face going, Jones, you get your ass in gear and you stop these people. And whatever you need, you're going to get it, sonny. But you got to man up. That voice of the Holy Spirit and discernment, the conscience is connecting with that program God gave us, is demanding, ordering, pushing me, punching me, attacking me, saying, you have not done enough. You are a coward. You are weak. And I'm telling you, I gave you all this power to carry out an operation. And if you don't give me 100%, I'm going to dump you in with these people. And I'm just like, please just take me over then. No, God says, you have free will. You're going to do this. You signed on for this. And you're going to execute this, or I'm going to fry your ass. That's what God-fearing is. You think I fear you, Satanist? You think I fear the New World Order? You think I fear the mainstream media? I fear God, because I know how real God is. And I resonate with God, and I can feel that deliberate, focused rage and annihilation. And so I click my heels, and I salute, and I say, whatever you say. Whatever you say, just please, 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 please. God says, you want free will, don't you? You wanted this. And yes, I do. And it's so beautiful, and it's so great, and it's so powerful. It's so real. It's everything the Satanists are looking for. It's everything the left wants. It's all the things they crave and believe they'll have. It was all waiting right there. If they just take God's hand. It's all they had to do. But they didn't do it. Because they're ashamed of themselves in God's presence. So they say, I'm ashamed of myself, God. And so I'm going to hate you, and I'm going to try to be you at the same time, because I don't like the way you make me feel, and I don't like how you order me to do things, and I don't like how you're so good, and how it's just so powerful. I just don't like it. And that's what goes on in Satan's brain. And so Satan can come find embryonic humans at their larval level. That's what we're at. And say, well, watch what I'll do to your eggs. We're God's eggs. Little eggies. And God says, Well, that's part of the plan there, sonny boy. And that's the Satanist argument. Why did God do this? Because God did what was right. Why shouldn't God create trillions of free souls? Why shouldn't God create company? Why shouldn't God create new entities that have free will and can grasp infinity? It would be a sin not to do that. And so that's the argument. Your God is the ultimate Satanist, but it's not true. Your God is the ultimate sadist, but it's not true. God created free will, and God did this. And yes, Satan works for God. But God doesn't do what Satan does. God didn't order Satan to do this. But God is into freedom. God doesn't damn you to hell. If you read carefully, God sends you to the energy that you resonated with and that you believed in and that you wanted to be with. So imagine an eternity with Joe Biden and Lord Rothschild and Barack Obama and Jimmy Savile and Prince Charles. Does that sound like a good place to be? No. Instead, an eternity with all those amazing, strong, incredible souls. All right, we're going to go to break. But I got to tell you, I've seen the next level. This is just a boot camp, folks. And if you think you're going to go fly around up there and play harps and stuff kind of thing, I mean, when you go to the next level, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to realize that there is a lot more going on. And it's so complex and so fantastical and so real, I can't even interpret it. It's nothing in literature, in art, in culture, totally new. All of it's just completely. I could go to Hollywood right now and write science fiction books and be number one all day long because this stuff's never been seen. This is new because the average person has no access to it. And so much of what you see is things that the Satanists have seen, but only to a certain level. Like you see Sauron in Lord of the Rings. That's what Satan looks like. I saw that when I was like 4 years old. That's the exact deal. Like Sauron. That's what it looks like. That's what it is. They've seen that. That's what these things are. You look at Sauron, that's the outfit, the gear, the whole nine yards. You think it's an all-seeing eye until you realize there's a portal with Sauron standing at it. It's not an all-seeing eye, it's a portal, Sauron standing right there. But Sauron will fall. Sauron will fail. Next hour's coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.